And now the game where we like to invite accomplished people on to answer questions about trivial things. Reading out our guest's entire resume would take the whole hour, so here are the highlights. Harry Shearer is an actor and comedian best known for his work in Spinal Tap and on The Simpsons. For 23 years, he's written and produced his own public radio program, Le Show. He reported on the O.J. Simpson trial. He founded a record label. The only thing he hadn't done was write a novel. Now he's done that. His book, Not Enough Indians, is in bookstores now. Once he has appeared on this show, he will truly have no more worlds to conquer. Harry Shearer, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you so much. Thank you. There's only one frontier beyond this, and it's appearing in an ice show.
I wouldn't put it by you.
Well, nor would I.
All right. Did I hit all the highlights? Anything you'd wish I had mentioned?
No, I think that sounded like a good me.
Okay. One thing we found out doing research for your appearance, I had known you were a child actor back in the day. I did not know that you were the original Eddie Haskell.
Mm. Yes, it is true.
You were sort of on the pilot for Leave It to Beaver.
I was actually on the pilot of Leave It to Beaver. There's no sort of about it.
No, you were there.
Yeah.
And what happened? Why did you not end up on a regular show?
Well, my parents were, strangely for somebody who was a child actor, my parents were very sane. And they said, you know, it's cool for you to... They didn't say cool, but they said it's okay for you to work every once in a while and then go back to public school, but... If you're on a series regularly, you'll be out of public school and you'll be in this kind of weird special world, and we don't think that's the right idea, so they just pulled me away from that.
They were afraid you might end up with a career in show business.
I think they were, yeah.
I mean, you've done so many things. Are you known these days? Is there one thing that people go, oh, Harry Shearer, that guy, he does...
Well, you know, it's pretty much half and half between Spinal Tap and The Simpsons.
Yeah, I bet. On The Simpsons, you I don't want to make you do all the voices, of course, but you tend to play all the authority figures.
I mean, and I play all the Christians.
You have the authority figures and the Christians.
Interesting distinction.
I know.
Yeah, well. Springfield's an interesting town.
Yeah. They all seem to be kind of dumb, but that may be just general across The Simpsons universe.
Yeah, I think it's the yellowness.
The what?
The yellowness.
The fact that something about their yellow skin.
Yeah, I think it's sapping their brains.
I think so. They've all got jaundice.
It's like animated jaundice.
What I really wanted to ask you about, though, of course, because we're a public radio show, you have been hosting Le Show. You produce it yourself out of KCRW in Santa Monica. I have been listening to Le Show for almost that long.
Wow.
I know, it's true. I'm a longtime fan. And what's funny is, like, for one of the mainstays of public radio, somebody's been doing it for so long, you don't seem to be a big fan of public radio in general, though.
Well, listen, I make fun of the media wherever, you know, wherever it raises its head, and public radio has as many, sources of risibility as the rest of the media, so,
I remember back when I used to listen to when I was living in Southern California, when you went back live in the air, and you, for a while, had to introduce Car Talk.
Yes, and that's happening again.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And at least back in the late 80s, you wouldn't do it.
Well... And your point being?
Well, it was interesting because you'd be saying later in the day, of course, on this station, you'll be hearing this show.
There'll be All Things Considered today at 5. See you later. Yes, I would.
Have you ever met those guys?
I have met them.
And did you either come to an understanding or did it confirm your suspicions?
It was a chilly coming together. But, you know, there's no hatred there. It's just they do a thing where they laugh at themselves all the time, and I don't. I'm sorry. Let me try that again. Okay. They do a thing where they laugh at themselves all the time. I do too.
What you do in your radio show, for people who haven't been lucky enough to hear it, is you do, among other things, these incredibly elaborate produced sketches in which you do every voice of every character.
Yeah.
Almost always about well-known people in the news.
Yeah.
Or in the media, as you say. The media seems to be a particular obsession of yours.
Yeah, well, I mean, I grew up as a news junkie, and then to see, you know, people like Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw become the news icons for a generation vastly amused me. You know, there was fair warning to NBC, because Tom Brokaw was a news anchor here in Los Angeles for many years, and his co-anchor was a lady by the name of Kelly Lang.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you heard... night after night, Tom Brokaw say, "Color of Angar, we'll be back tonight at 11. It was easy to predict what the future held.
Yeah. Well, Harry Shearer, we are delighted to have you with us today. We have, in fact, asked you here to play a game we're calling.
You are the worst musical variety show in the history of television.
Ooh.
Back in the 1970s, as I'm sure you remember, the musical variety show was a staple of primetime TV. And when the Donnie and Marie show ended its successful three-year run on ABC, over at NBC, legendary programming chief Fred Silverman had a brilliant idea to seize that now unserved audience. We're going to ask you three questions about a show that graced America's TV screens for five brief weeks in 1980.
I bet I could even say it before you...
Well, don't, though, because we're going to get to that. If you get two right, you're going to win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, singing I'm a Little Bit Country. Or rock and roll, whatever they prefer. He does, you know, he does requests on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Harry Shearer playing for?
Harry is playing for Dakota McDurham from Waco, Texas.
All right. First question, of course, what was this show that Fred Silverman chose to star? Was it Mandy, Manny, and Mandrake, triplets who were respectively a lounge singer, a stand-up, and a magician? B, Pink Lady and Jeff, a non-English-speaking female-Japanese pop duo paired with a non-Japanese-speaking comic? Or C, the amazing Kreskin and Charo show, the mentalist paired with a Vavoomish entertainer?
Pink Lady and Jeff.
Yes, you knew. I know you would know.
Yeah.
It was almost unfair.
Not Pink only Lady did I know, but I actually did a parody of Pink Lady and Jeff in my first year on Saturday Night Live, imagining that the two Japanese singers, instead of being paired with, this may come up as a question, so I won't say yet, but instead of being paired with who they were paired with, were instead paired with Carl Sagan.
No, it's not. In fact, they were paired with a comedian named Jeff Altman.
Jeff Altman. Yeah.
Jeff Altman.
Yeah. Now, a lot of the charm of the show, as I'm sure you remember, involved amusing jokes about the cultural differences between Pink Lady, the Japanese singing duo, and Jeff. Which of these is an example of Jeff's internationally appealing humor? A, Jeff says to the girls, "You're just turned on by my sexy round eyes."
Ooh.
B, whoa. Jeff says, "I went to a Japanese wedding once and threw some rice and everybody yelled, 'Dinner!'"
Oh, I forgot that.
Or C, Jeff says, "These ladies are the best thing made in Japan since my transistor radio."
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
I just want to say one of those, yeah. Not our fault.
I'm going to say A.
You're going to say A. You're just turned on by my sexy round eyes?
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Very good. By the way, the girls, they didn't understand English, so they weren't offended anyway. It was harmless. Now, the show usually ended the same way with what routine? A, the girls teaching Jeff a funny phrase in Japanese, such as, "I like chocolate in my underwear." B, the girls donning bikinis and joining Jeff in a hot tub. Or C, Jeff presenting the girls with an example of American ingenuity, such as the pet rock or the fur steering wheel cover.
The listener already has... the answering machine prize, yes?
Yes, in fact.
All right, B.
You're going to go for B, the girls in the bikinis,
yeah,
and joining Jeff in the hot tub?
Yeah.
You're right!
Ooh.
You know, I'm not sure that your producers did their work on this one, because you should have selected a topic where he didn't have the DVD.
In fact, Paula, I don't think DVDs have been made of Pink Lady and Jeff.
The one that there is, you have, clearly.
I even heard a rumor that Harry did the commentary track.
He has the director's cut.
I can tell you the one running gag that they gave to the girls every week.
What was it?
Jeff would say a question, you know, "Girls, have you been out to see all the great sights here in Los Angeles?" And the two girls, by the way, the names of the two girls, Peter?
Yes, what were they, Harry?
Me and Kay. And me would say, "Yes." And Kay would say, "No." That was it. That was the gold right there.
Who knew you were calling the Rain Man of Pink Lady and Jeff?
Wait a minute. We have to make it official. Carl Castle, how did Harry Shearer do?
Good job there, Harry. You aced it.
Thank you.
So you're a winner for Dakota McDurham.
My Pink Lady watching paid off for somebody.
I think, you know, Harry's delightful, but the next time we have him on, the questions should be all about car talk, because... This is just unfair.
You know, Paula, that's a good idea.
Harry Shearer, I hope your car never breaks down. That's all I said.
Harry Shearer is the author of the new novel, Not Enough Indians. You can also see him in the new Christopher Guest film, For Your Consideration. And you can hear his voice every week on the show, as well as on The Simpsons. Harry Shearer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you all.